Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with Tracy Eden. He is National Director of Commercial Finance Group. And Tracy, give us your website and tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
It's www.cfgroup.net. And basically the company was started in 1974. We are throughout the U.S. and Canada and then to international locations. But we target companies under $20 million in revenue and provide them working capital with some other services, ancillary services there, but primarily to help those companies that don't qualify or have run into some issues with the traditional bank financing. We're kind of a hibernation place for them that allows them to still gain access to the money that they need to run the company without having to sell or give up equity or shrink the company down.
Including the use of the factoring process, right?
Factoring is one of the products, and then we've got more of an ABL type product, which is really a loan against the receivables and inventory.
Right. So folks, check them out and see if they've got something to help you with. I also like the way you guys work with banks. You join with banks and become partners with banks in transactions, don't you?
Yeah, and I think that's where we're starting to see some improvement is we flushed out with the small banks, we flushed out a lot of the community bank problems. And really now these banks are poised, with the exception of, I'm sure, what they're having to deal with the FDIC over their shoulders. But,
right.
You know, they're really poised now to really step in and start to help that everyday businessman. And so we found a lot of opportunity to work with them. Mm-hmm. Jointly where we kind of bring our expertise in managing the collateral and their lending ability to the borrower, and combined we're able to give a very effective type of relationship to a borrower.
What would be your advice? You've got, I know you do this, I know you tell people, you help people all the time, but what would you tell a small business owner who says, you know, I've got good credit, I'm in pretty good shape on debt, my business, I see a little bit of opportunity here, but I don't want to grow, but I'm you know, how do I put all this together? How do I feel comfortable with a capitalization plan that gets me the equipment, the people, the resources I need to take advantage of this without putting myself in some kind of potential jeopardy if I'm wrong? What do you think, Tracy? What do you got for them?
Well, I think the number one thing that we find with businesses is that they've really not put together either a good game plan on paper. I mean forecast, cash flow forecast.
That's what I mean by capitalization plan.
And really exploring that, then looking at where the growth's coming from and evaluating that they've got adequate margins there. And then from there, talking with, you know, an organization like ours and or their banker and determine do they have the ability to take on that growth. More often than not, we just see kind of, hey, here's an opportunity for some sales. Let's jump in mm-hmm. and do it because I've got the availability of resources.
Right.
And that can come back to haunt somebody.
And that's a sales plan.
In this market,
that's
too much uncertainty.
That's a revenue sales plan. That's not a capitalization plan.
Exactly.
And that's short-sighted.
So I think being decisive on that capitalization plan.
Mm-hmm. And that includes making sure that your assets are that your financing is of assets are in the right way. That the long-term assets are financed long-term. The short-term assets are financed short-term. That kind of thing. You got to make sure that's in place too, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Often people will take a line of credit and go buy a piece of equipment with it.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong thing to do.
That's exactly right, because you don't need to commingle assets and different credit options, do you?
No, absolutely not. That will come back to haunt you. Now, that's a quick way to execute an opportunity, but you better have the actual game plan and ability to restructure that very quickly, because that will catch up with you eventually.
Right, yeah.
And when it becomes time that you do need access to that short-term debt and you've got some long-term asset tied to it, you're going to get upside down. And in this environment, if your bank is not aware of that, and then when they become aware of it, you know, they've got to be a lot more rigid in this environment as a result of what we're coming out of. And so, you know, it's really a matter of communication, being decisive, having that capital strategy out on paper and visiting it often.
Mm-hmm. And you help people with that in your business, don't you,
Chris? Oh, certainly, yes.
Yeah. Check them out. Give us the website quickly one more time.
cfgroup.net.
All right. Hey, Tracy, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.